Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome back to BAM Biographies. I'm Tom, your host, and I'm here to have our regular catch-up about what's been happening over the last month since the last episode went out, and what you can expect from the upcoming one. Unfortunately, there were no new iTunes reviews for me to read out this month. They really do help, so please do leave one. And if you can't think about what to say about the podcast itself, why not leave a review of one of your favourite bands, songs, albums, gigs that you've been to, festival experiences, whatever you want, just as long as you give the show 5 stars. There have been a few new followers and commenters, including on Facebook, Sean Meller, William Pete, Dorian Dobrovich, Andy Dummer, Dean Underhill, Kieran Tui, Alan Paul, Gary Wicknew, Leslie Davido, or possibly Davidov, Susan Sutar, Tom McGowan, and Derek Grant. Hello to all you guys. Stacey Nicholson, regular contributor now, got in touch to say that the Susie and the Banshees episode, which somehow I did manage to get out on time, much to the chagrin of my better half, who didn't see much of me for a few days back there. But Stacey said the Susie episode was her favourite yet, but added that she was going to have to go back and listen to it again as she kept tuning out to listen to the music rather than my voice. I hope you enjoyed it just as much the second time round, Stacey. Steve Marshall also said that the episode was excellent from beginning to end and revealed that he was at the 2-day 100 Club Punk Festival where the Banshees played their first gig and that the whole event was chaotic but in a positive way. I'm always knocked sideways by the comments that come through from you guys and I'd love to hear more from you, especially if you have direct experience of seeing or better yet hanging out with the bands featured. Steve seems to have some hidden depths to these passing out one at a time. But even if you don't, get in touch anyway about what you thought of the episode and of the band that's been featured. Speaking of which, I got a text from Smokey of the Rated H podcast. They're a horror film show and I highly recommend you listen to them. He said that this episode of BAM Biographies got him through the last few night shifts at work. He also said something that I noticed as well while I made the episode, that he knew a lot more Banshees songs than he originally thought he did. Now, there have been too many extra followers on Twitter and Instagram that I can list here, but thank you all for following and apologies for the lack of posts as I've been motoring away on recording, editing and writing the next episode as well as the last one. Hopefully, normal-ish service will resume soon. There have been a number of new followers on Podbean too, so hello to Claire Sam, all one word, Mike Hafe, Leslie Nine, Ryan, Nina and Susie Q4. Interestingly, this has also been the first month where downloads from the US have been higher than those from the UK, although there's a long way for you Americans to go before the numbers overtake the all-time downloads in the UK. The rest of the world is starting to wake up to the show as well, so hello to listeners in Australia, Canada, Denmark, Thailand, Greece, India, Japan, Portugal, the Czech Republic, Argentina, South Africa, Sweden, France, Spain, Finland, Ukraine, Mexico and Italy, at least. If I've missed anyone out, get in touch with me, tell me where you're listening from. I must admit, the gargantuan running time of the Susie and the Banshees episode meant that putting it together and getting it out on time was a real labour. Still a labour of love, but a labour nonetheless. Next time I create an episode that long, which will definitely happen very soon, I'm going to have to give myself more time and let go of my self-imposed deadline of the last Friday of the month. Either way, I'm certainly very proud of the episode, and I'm really pleased to have received such great feedback. I think it was definitely helped by the masses of interviews I managed to find, to let the characters themselves tell their own story in their own words, something I found really interesting, as well as challenging for me as a storyteller. And what a band! Every Banshees album is tonally different from the previous one, so much so that they often sound like a different band, more often than not each time a new guitarist was inducted, I suppose. I knew nothing about the Creatures either, so that element of the story and that band was a complete revelation to me. Thank you to each and every one of you that's downloaded and listened to the episode. The numbers for this one have been interesting to watch, and it's now only second in total numbers to the Sex Pistols story, which has been out for 4 months already. Which means my audience is growing in the way that I want it to. But not quite fast enough, so please do remember to tell your friends about it and share and like and subscribe and all those good things. Now, on to this Friday's episode, due out on the 28th of August. Again, I've been put behind massively by the Susie and the Banshees episode. However, the next episode is all recorded, but not quite edited together yet. Even so, I expect it to be out on time. That said, life is slowly returning to normal again, and as such, things are subject to change. Either way, you'll be the first to know via social media. The next episode of Band Biographies will be about Buzzcocks, the first band that originates from outside London, and specifically the Bromley contingent of Sex Pistols fans. That said, like all the bands I've featured so far, except perhaps The Damn, Buzzcocks was also formed off the back of founding members Howard Devoto and Pete Shelley seeing the Sex Pistols play live and inviting them up to play a gig in Manchester, which, as you may know, kick-started the punk and new wave scene there, as well as birthing the Madchester scene of the late 80s and 90s. But who was really there? And who could be telling fibs? I'll try and get to the bottom of one of the most lied about gigs in history. As ever, I can't wait for you to hear it. Like with The Damned, Buzzcocks are still going today, and only released a new single, Gotta Get Better and Destination Zero, in February 2020. So why not check that out? Speaking of new releases, The Damned has released a single called Keep 'Em Alive from the Rockfield Files EP, due to be released in full on the 16th of October. It's pure Damned, with Dave Vanian's crooned vocals about the ecosystem and especially bees. The music features spots of psychedelia, Captain Sensible's wandering bass lines, and stabbing guitar licks. Anyway, I've got some serious editing to do. As ever, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and again, please do get in touch as well as leaving those ratings and reviews on the podcast platform of your choice. Till next time, see you in the pit.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.